Season 8, Episode 14, rolling along with the promise of unique episodes every weekday in the month of August, getting you ready for the season, getting you ready for your fantasy draft, and all absolutely free as the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, once again this year, is presented by Hooters, celebrating 40 years in honor of the anniversary on the 4th of every month. Hooters will be hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. That includes their seafood specials, 1983. Appropriate number, that's the price for a pound of crab legs, with great prices on buffalo and steamed shrimp as well. Hooters, continuing their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Join us in person. Live draft, Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft Leagues at Hooters this year for the first time since 2019. This is last call. That sounded appropriate. The leagues are free, just like the podcast. To join us, email me, like now, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com if you want to play in one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft Leagues this season, write.todd@yahoo.com. Let's finish up this week. The theme of it has been using mock draft data available via fantasyfootballcalculator.com, a service you can use as well. I put in a 12-team non-PPR to give us data from over 3,000 leagues that have drafted in the week leading up to us putting these podcasts together for this week, to give us talking points, to give me, to give you an idea of who is going where in the early rounds of fantasy football drafts. If you missed the first four rounds of this, go back to the previous three episodes of this podcast. Tuesday was the first round. Wednesday was the second round. Thursday was rounds three and four. We left off with Joe Burrow. That was the fourth quarterback off the board. There were only two tight ends off the board, Kelsey, obviously, and Mark Andrews. So we're picking up with round five, pick 49 overall for a 12-team non-PPR draft. And we'll do rounds five and six today. Not sure what we'll do next week on the podcast, but we'll finish up. You do well in the first six rounds of your fantasy draft, you're going to be a playoff contender and potentially a championship contender. One of the most misguided things, and it's nails on a chalkboard to me, is when I get the question, "Ooh, who are your sleepers?" Stop. Please stop. Because if that's your focus, then you're not going to win in fantasy football. You need to hit more than you miss in the first six rounds of your draft to compete for a fantasy football championship. Sure, there's going to be a player or two taken in the mid to later rounds that can help you. But if your focus is the sleeper, just trying to act smarter than everybody else, as Mark Cuban famously says about Shark Tank, when you walk into the Shark Tank, your goal is to find the sucker. And if you can't find that sucker, the sucker is you. That's how I feel about fantasy players whose first question to me or priority is sleepers. They're looking for a player in the mid to late rounds rather than focusing on get yourself production in the early rounds of the draft, because that's how you're going to win. So here we go, round five. Based on mock draft data from over 3,000 mock drafts over the last 7 days, Terry McLaurin, first pick, fifth round, Washington. Dalvin Cook, no team yet, and there he is. Second pick, fifth round. I will say that an expectation when Dalvin Cook is signed will be that Cook gets touches inside the 5-yard line, just as he did regularly with the Minnesota Vikings. There'll be early down work. There will be goal line work. So that's what justifies Cook in this position, second pick of the 5th round. Ahead of Isaiah Pacheco, the 7th round pick, who was so good for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl last year. Pacheco, third pick, 5th round, based on this mock draft data. All right, so let's get weird. There's Kyle Pitts. Based on the data, 4th pick, 5th round. Not for me. Not even on my draft board. No chance. But based on Fantasy Football Calculator and 3,000 plus mock drafts, there are plenty of people who aren't jaded from their personal Kyle Pitts experience. I wasn't on him in the first place. He's a tight end, so there aren't many that get my attention anyway, right? Maybe one or two a year, and that's it. But there's Kyle Pitts. I'll just say good luck with that. What is it? Caveat emptor. 52nd player selected overall. David Montgomery goes to the Lions. Montgomery's a hell of an athlete. It's an odd spot. Gibbs is a rookie running back, getting a ton of buzz. Jared Goff threw for 4,438 yards last year, but the Lions are trying to replace 17 rushing touchdowns from Jamal Williams. How many of those can Montgomery get? Mock draft data says 53rd pick overall, 5th pick, 5th round. Jerry Jeudy. Now, I'm jaded enough from Jerry Jeudy last year to stay off him this year. Jeudy, 54th player overall in this mock draft data, 6th pick of the 5th round. There's Alexander Mattison. So, wow, how about that? Dalvin Cook, cut by the Vikings, unemployed at the time we were recording this podcast, goes 2nd pick, 5th round. The mock draft data says Alexander Mattison, new starting running back for the Minnesota Vikings, goes 7th pick, 5th round. Then Lamar Jackson, that's the 5th quarterback off the board according to this mock draft data, 56th overall. Mike Williams of the Chargers, boy, he can put up some big games, working with Justin Herbert, now with Kellen Moore calling the plays. Mike Williams next at overall pick 57. Last 3 picks of the 5th round, DeAndre Swift, now with the Eagles. Christian Watson with the Packers, sorry about my phone. And then George Kittle, the 4th tight end off the board. No way Kittle should be going after Pitts. No freaking way. Kittle, last pick of the 5th round. Let's do the 6th round. Tyler Lockett. Now, there's someone last year who I picked up on waivers a few weeks into the season, and he never left my starting lineup. He was so good for me. Excellent set of hands. Geno Smith was extraordinarily accurate last year. I loved owning Tyler Lockett last year as a wide receiver too, and I got him on waivers. And so this seems even a little low to me. First pick of the 6th round, Tyler Lockett. Justin Fields, the next quarterback to come off the board. Fields, 1,143 yards rushing and 8 touchdowns last year. I don't expect Fields to take a big step forward throwing the ball and the Bears winning games this year. It's just a matter of can Fields stay healthy enough to put up similar rushing numbers as he did a year ago. Third pick of the sixth round, Dallas Goedert. There's your next tight end from the Philadelphia Eagles. Goedert just doesn't seem to be consistent enough. Production, health-wise, I mean, he's in a great offense on a really good team with a quarterback who's going to look his way. DeAndre Hopkins next, now with the Tennessee Titans. Fourth pick, sixth round. Then Darren Waller changed teams, goes from the Raiders to the Giants. No doubt he will be the top target for Daniel Jones in that New York Giant passing attack, especially if Jalen Hyatt doesn't develop very quickly. And I know there's optimism around Hyatt. Sixth pick of the sixth round, according to the mock draft data, Drake London of the Atlanta Falcons. Very hot early last year. That was with Mariota. Good player. Another young receiver out of Ohio State who clearly can make an impact in the National Football League. You just wonder how much of the Falcons' offense is going to be based around Bijan Robinson. Again, Arthur Smith was the OC of the Derrick Henry offense in Tennessee a few years ago. I think Bijan Robinson was drafted to basically do the same thing in Atlanta as Arthur Smith fights for his job. James Conner next. Oh, Conner, last couple years putting up all those rushing touchdowns, but on a bad Arizona Cardinal team. So that's our first Arizona Cardinal there at the seventh pick of the sixth round. Justin Herbert. Seems low, but we talked about his point production last year was, I mean, no rushing touchdowns, 147 yards rushing. He threw for 4739, but, quote, only 25 touchdowns. Same as Trevor Lawrence, only three more than Jalen Hurts, 10 less than Josh Allen, 10 less than Joe Burrow, 5 less than Geno Smith, 16 less than Mahomes. He's capable of more. Let's see if Kellen Moore can get that out of him. Tyler Allgeier, even with Bijan Robinson going projected to go in the first round, Allgeier apologists have him ninth pick of the sixth round. I disagree. I disagree completely. Mike Evans, first Tampa Bay Buccaneer off the board, 10th pick, sixth round. Brandon Ayuk. I was anti-Ayuk until about mid-season last year, and I'm not anymore. Ayuk, 11th pick, 6th round? Yeah, I like it. And then Jameson Williams, I know he had some drops in the first preseason game. Wide receiver for the Lions, last pick of the 6th round, according to this mock draft data. 12-team, no PPR. From over 3,000 mock drafts last week via fantasyfootballcalculator.com. What are your questions? What do you think of what this mock draft data gave us for the first six rounds? Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com, and let me know if you want to participate in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Draft League coming up soon. I need to hear from you now. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Tons of great beer specials and $6 drinks all day, every day. I thank Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next week.